Chapter 3, The Learning Process. Clip 6, What are styles of learning and how can they be used most effectively? For a successful training, it's important to understand and accommodate a variety of learning styles. Each type of learner, whether young or old, has their own way of learning. And each style of learning uses different senses to better understand and remember content. Visual learners. This style learns most easily by seeing. Support these trainees with colored notes, symbols, and graphics. Anything you can do to show the material to visual learners is helpful. Draw mind maps, create images, and work with colored pencils. Use flip charts or display boards, work with videos or television programs related to the subject. These teaching tools help visual learners. Flip charts, images, posters, videos, mind maps. Auditory learners. This style learns primarily through listening, and they can best remember anything spoken, no matter the media. This type of learner prefers verbal tasks. Helpful teaching tools include audio files, discussions, lectures, music, a quiet environment with no distractions. Communicative learners. This style learns best through exchanges and discussions. They need to talk through explanations, review statements, and discuss material with others. By discussing with the group, communicative learners can reflect and ask questions on the topic. Helpful teaching tools are dialogues, discussions, study groups, question-answer games. Kinesthetic learners. This style learns best by doing something. Being able to feel, touch, experiment, or rebuild helps this type best remember information. It is especially important for kinesthetic learners to learn by doing. Helpful teaching tools include experimentation, imitation, group activities, role-playing. Learning styles are almost always mixed, and there are probably as many different learning styles as there are learners. The best approach is to choose a variety of teaching methods that draw on all the senses to address as many learning styles as possible. The rate of recalling information increases significantly with more senses involved in the learning process. Listening, only 20%. Seeing, only 30%. Seeing and listening, 50%. Seeing, listening, and discussing, 70%. Seeing, listening, discussing, and doing, 90%.